USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be holding after nearly 2 weeks of fighting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed the agreement on ABC's This Week.
President Biden's focus on relentless, determined, but quiet diplomacy is what got us to where we needed to be, which is to get the violence ended as quickly as possible, to stop more human suffering, and to at least put ourselves in a position to make a turn, to make a pivot, to building something more positive.
Last week's ceasefire came after nearly 2 weeks of fighting between Israel and Hamas that left more than 250 dead and hundreds more injured. Mass shootings in New Jersey, Ohio, and Minnesota left more than 30 people wounded and 5 dead between Saturday night and Sunday morning. The shootings happening at a house party and also a private event promoted on social media. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The CDC is investigating reports of heart inflammation in teens and young adults who have been vaccinated for COVID-19. The vaccines using mRNA technology from pharmaceutical companies Pfizer and Moderna appear to be causing the issue. The symptoms show up 4 days after the second dose. The Israeli Ministry of Health said in April that it's also monitoring cases of people developing heart inflammation after getting Pfizer's vaccine. There was a big military ceremony at West Point this weekend.
The U.S. Military Academy at West Point is elevating about 1,000 cadets to join what's known as the Long Gray Line. They will now be Army Second Lieutenants. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin delivered the commencement address.
You've learned how to follow with loyalty. You've learned how to lead with honor. You've learned how to question with rigor.
Austin himself is a graduate of West Point 47 years ago. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The 76ers take a 1-0 series lead in the NBA Eastern Conference first-round playoff series over the Wizards. 125-118 the final this afternoon. Happening now, it's the Suns hosting the Lakers in Phoenix. At 7 p.m. Eastern, the Knicks and Hawks in New York. And at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, the Jazz host the Grizzlies. Lego doing something it has never done before for Pride Month. Mike Fortier from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau reports.
Lego releasing its first ever set with an LGBTQ theme. It's called Everyone is Awesome. Each of the 11 figures in the 346-piece set has their own rainbow color. Set designer Matthew Ashton saying last week the colors include brown and black to represent the diversity of the LGBTQIA+ community. There's also pale blue, white, and pink for the trans community. There's even a purple drag queen to represent what he calls the fabulous side of the community. Ashton says he wants the set to symbolize inclusivity and celebrate everyone, no matter how they identify or who they love. The set due out June 1st, selling for $34.99.
Bitcoin fell 8.9% on Sunday, the world's biggest and best-known cryptocurrency, down more than 47% since this year's peak. A smoking trail of lava from a volcanic eruption covered hundreds of houses in eastern Congo, leaving residents to pick gingerly through the wreckage for belongings and loved ones. The city of Goma thrown into panic Saturday evening as Mount Nyiragongo, one of the world's most active and dangerous volcanoes, erupted. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.